our awesome universe, where the cosmos never runs out of things to surprise us with, including, apparently, a pink planet covered in salt.
Today, we're covering a busy stretch of space news, courtesy of OneSpaceMan 2000, Mars missions, next-generation telescope concepts, and one very strange world that keeps defying easy classification.
Let's start with the race to Mars, the telescopes that want to find life, and that oversized pink oddity.
The thread running through these stories is ambition. Humans and their instruments pushing toward questions we've barely had the tools to ask. Who else is going to Mars? What's living around other stars? And what exactly is that pink thing?
On the Mars front, the piece pulls from TechCrunch, and the setup is striking. Relativity Space, a rocket company acquired by former Google executive chair Eric Schmidt, just landed a NASA contract.
The article frames it directly. The structure of the contract is akin to the deals that NASA made with SpaceX to fly cargo to the International Space Station, or Firefly Aerospace to put a lander on the moon. The government agency handles the science, while the private company provides low-cost infrastructure.
So NASA is essentially running the same commercial playbook it used for the ISS and the lunar surface, now pointed at Mars, with a new competitor in the mix alongside SpaceX.
The second story, drawn from Universe Today, zooms further out. Astronomers aren't just thinking about Mars. They want to know if life exists anywhere. The W.M. Keck Institute for Space Studies released a report on the Large Interferometer for Exoplanets mission, a proposed swarm of telescopes designed to definitively detect biosignatures in exoplanet atmospheres by the 2040s.
A swarm of telescopes hunting for life, which is either the most exciting sentence in science or the premise of a disaster film, depending on your mood.
The piece notes that even JWST has only given us tantalizing glimpses into the atmospheres of other worlds, but not enough to truly determine whether or not life as we know it exists there. Life is meant to close that gap.
And then there's GJ504b. The pink planet, which the BBC Sky at Night piece describes as so massive, at roughly 25 times Jupiter's mass, that astronomers aren't sure whether to call it a planet or a failed star. JWST just found it's wrapped in salty clouds.
The ambition connecting all three stories is the same. Better tools, bigger questions, stranger answers than expected.
Salt clouds on a pink almost planet, telescope swarms hunting biosignatures, a new Mars race. The universe is not being subtle about raising the stakes. Next time, more from the frontier.